Going to the building in the European town, so the many Jews who didn't learn even one word of Torah from the Torah.
Right. Now,
still, so they consider the Rov as a rabbi because
that
the more the Afrika is considered as a rabbi, even if he didn't learn the Torah.
In respect,
because that's the law of Moradas Mikta. So that's why
now, because there is, but that's one
million because the Shaila of the Yiddish or Rabbi, so Hoyor will be here, Hoyor Ashoy, Hodom with the Jews of Rabbi. So even those who won't manage the meaning of Rabbi smooth. So,
now,
no one is allowed to give the Shus.
So then we say,
Avo, but actually, so only because it was the Yiddish or Rebbe, but if it hasn't been the Yiddish or Rebbe, if it hadn't been the Yiddish or Rebbe, so then, so Rabbi Chiye could himself give the Shus to Rav and to Rabbi Vachone to be Dav, so that Rav and Rabbi Vachone would be Potter of Tashmumi in case of Itosh in Georgia Parashi. But only because of this beer.
So
what it says is Chidesh, that it's not necessary that the Rishus be given by the Nossi himself. The Rishus has been given either by the Nossi or by someone who has Rishus from the Nossi. Or by someone who has Rishus, who received Rishus, who received Rishus from the Nossi. So that's also to Papa
there is no requirement if we say
so that's what the alternative.
So the requirement that
Nisinas Rishus from the Nossi means to Nisinas Rishus
Dachke from the Nossi.
Not to, in other words, there is a fundamental distinction between the Nisinas Rishus of Smich. So there, it's no Aloche Dachke that the Nossi should be the Nossi. So anybody can be the Nossi. And the Nisinas Rishus to Pater to make a dying union against liability for Toys Nijon. So the other alternative would be, in order that the dying should be immune against the
Chimush
Tashlumim for Toys, so the Nisinas Rishus must be given either by the Rishus or by the Nossi himself, not by someone who had Rishus from him.
But
Rishus from Nossi. And that's why, so let's say if we say like the Abashir, this says in Vosher, so the Shemar Rebbe authorizes Rav and Rabbi Vachone to be done.
So
because if Rebbe hadn't explicitly authorized Rabbi Vachone or Rav to be done, so then Rabbi Vachone and Rav wouldn't have had any immunity against liability for the Toys and Jatir.
But his parties
rejects it. Now, so actually, why the states reject that she takes? Because if we say
it should not be required,
that in order to get immunity for spite and fake so against liability for Toys and Judgment, then the dying must have issues from the Nossi himself.
So Smuchin is not Nossi himself.
And that's why Rabbi Chiye, as Elomeato, in so many words, Rabbi authorizes Rabbi Vachone, Rav, to be down. So then, that Rabbi Mohammed is conceived. So Rabbi Baravuni himself was bemeret. But now, one thing is clear. That Rebbe did not say explicitly, I hereby authorize Rabbi Baravuni to be down, and he should be part of the Shulchan in case he makes it to him. That we see, because
of Rashi,
if that had been the case, that Rebbe explicitly had authorized Rabbi Baravuni to be down, so that she might be immune against any liability for Toys and Judgment,
then Rabbi Baravuni should say,
so this still can be done.
Lav minaychenik tine reshuse,
nak tine reshuse mirebe.
The lotion of Rashi is, vachaname shemo
reshuse mirebe.
Nak tine reshuse mirebe.
We came.
So why didn't Rabbi Baravuni apparently,
Rebbe did not say Rabbi Baravuni. Rabbi Baravuni has Rishus to be down. We find it only in connection with Rabbi Baravuni and Rav, that Rabbi Chiye asked Rabbi, can Rav be down? And Rabbi said, yes, Rav can be done. Can Rav Barahone be done? And Rebbe said yes. But in connection with Rav Barahone, so we see that he only received the shoes from his father. His father from Rav, and Rav from Rav Chiye. But it's mashma that Rebbe didn't say in so many words. Yes. Rabbi Barabune can be done.
So his cannot be king.
But if we say that Rabbi Barabune is not lived in the same time as Rebbe, so then the rishus given by his father,
even without Takon
from Rav, and
so
Rav
they could be done.
That's from Rebbe. The shoes from Rebbe. If Rav Barahune had been living at the same time as Rebbe, so then it would be considered as if Rebbe himself had given Rishus to Rav. And it would be consistent with the premise that only Rishus by the Nossi himself is a friend. If Rav Barahune had been living at the time of
Rebbe, also.
But when Rashi says, in view of the fact that it's not the stabber of Rabbi Barabune lived in the time of Rebbe, because how so many generations? So we cannot say that the Rishus of the Nossi himself is Me'akore.
I mean,
but what? The Rishus that from the Nossi is Me'akore, or Rishus from someone? Even who originally received in the line,
they still
received the shoes from
the Hades can still have jurisdiction over the Baladim.
But if we are going to assume that the shoes from the Nossi himself is Miyake, then the shoes from his father, they can who received the shoes from Rav,
that's one way.
Who received the shoes from Rav Chiye, who received the shoes from the Nossi, would be nothing.
Not only are they incapable of forcing the Baladim,
it hadn't been if Rebbe hadn't been living.
Had 8 days.
But it would be nothing. If Rebbe exercised,
they still have no use.
So how do we understand
to be done?
Because the shaila is whether, in order to get Yom Shoshim against liability for Toys and Joys, but so Rashi has said the Nossi himself is necessary, or the shoes from anyone who received in the line,
that's what
we choose. From the
Nossi.
So if we say that the shoes from the Nossi himself is Me'akeh, so even if Rebbe had been living, but as long as Rebbe did not say, I give the shoes to Rabbi Barabune, so Rabbi Barabune should not have any immunity. Teisa says that even if we
couldn't be any,
we assume that the shoes from the Nossi himself is Me'akeh. Even if we assume that the shoes from the Nossi himself is Me'akeh, but as long as at the time without Rabbi Barabune excess diet, Rebbe is alive, so that would be alright. Only thing is, if the shoes from the Nossi himself is Me'akeh, so it wouldn't be alright after the year of
Rebbe.
But as long as Rebbe is alive, so then the Rishus will be effective, even though he didn't get it directly from Rebbe.
So the reason is like
he got it from his father. His father from
La Fouke.
So as long as Rebbe is still alive, so then the Rishus is effective. Even if we assume that the Rishus of the Nossi himself is
necessary. But
from the fact that we see that even as the material, so Rabbi Barabune was able to be down and be that it's not a prerequisite of Shisina's Rishus from the Nossi himself. It's a prerequisite of Shisina's Rishus from someone who at the very outset received Rishus from the Nossi.
So
in other words, we see from this thing, now, why is this, if we say the Nossi the Chacham was necessary to help the sinners of the Jews found the Nosi. What the Yichet of
the Nosi?
Because the Nosi can help you represent the whole Tzibur of Eretz
Yisrael. So
it is the Jews can have the same step as the Nosi. Now, he is the money of all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and Mimele, he represents the whole Tzibur, all the Jews in Eretz
Yisrael.
So Mimele, when the Nosi gives the Jews, it's in effect, it means that all the Jews of Eretz Yisrael get the Jews.
He is Potter Melishal.
So he has the Kiyachatzit. Now, if the Nosi represents
a certain way,
the whole Tzibur, so Mimele, the Kiyach that the Nosi has,
gives the
authority to Shiachel, and that's
Kiyar
HaTibur. It can be delegated to others. Why shouldn't it be delegated?
So it doesn't have to.
Why shouldn't it be delegated? If, let's say, of course, the Kiyar Besden, that Besden has, that is vested in Besden per se, that is on our vested in Besden per se, so couldn't be delegated
incorrectly.
It could be delegated, because it's vested in Besden. How could it be delegated to someone else who is not Besden? Masheike, this aloche of patterns from Tashlumi, so it's based upon Hefkebeth Hefkeh, and Hefkebeth Hefkeh is really Keach HaTzibur, it's vested in Besden, not in Besden per se, because Besden represents the Tzibur. So the Nosi represents the Tzibur. So that Keach, that authority, that has invested in the Besden, not in the Nosi, because he is a Nosi, but because the Nosi represents the Tzibur, so that could be delegated by the Nosi to somebody else. What is our Chav Zayin Tuvayi here? Zayin Tuvayi here can exercise the authority of the Tzibur of the Meor. Why? Because they delegated their authority to the Zayin Tuvayi.
So Mimele,
so Mimele, they have that Keach. So the Nosi is the Keach, representative of the Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, he can delegate it to others. So in other words, what is a Chayach to say delegate?
So it doesn't even
delegate means that the one to whom authority is delegated, he really acts on behalf of the person who delegated the authority to him. So he is the arm. He is the arm of the Nosi. But that could be, so what is a child to delegate the authority to the Nosi who himself has the Keach HaTzibur as long as the Nosi is alive?
Why should I lend money to
him? Nosi is alive, so he could do it himself. So instead of doing it himself, so he's delegated to somebody else. But if he's not alive, he couldn't do it himself if he's not alive.
Would make him stay.
Lach of the Ose. So Rebbe does not represent the Tzibur. After his theory, he doesn't represent the Tzibur. He represents the Tzibur only as long as he's alive. So Mimele, he could not be delegated to somebody else, to some other one. After the Ptira. So that's why they say. Now, since it's Mistabel, that Rabbi Avuna was done after the Ptira of Rebbe, and then it couldn't be on the basis of the legation of a
doubt.
Because could he have the authority of Rebbe after Rebbe?
It doesn't require Mumchi.
After Rebbe is dead. So Rebbe himself doesn't have that Keach. So how could he have the delegated authority of Rebbe after Rebbe is dead? So it's a raya from this that there is no halacha that there has to be nisinas reshus by the Nosi himself. There has to be nisinas reshus from someone who derived this authority from the Nosi. So in other words, that means that anyone who is mismanaged, who is mismanaged by the Nosi, as he died for the Tzibur, and that is the sheet of Tzibur, so like the second Loshi that I mentioned. Anyone who was mismanaged by the Nosi, as he died for the Tzibur, he himself represents Nosi. So it's not because Rebbe delegated To him is a talent. If it's on the basis of delegation of authority, so then he only acts as an arm of Rebbe of the Nazi. So how could he act as an arm of Rebbe of the Nazi as long as the Nazi is alive? But if the Nazi is not alive, how could he act as an arm of the Rebbe of the Nazi? First but Teisa Shitte is not like that. Teisa Shitte is that once the Nazi, in other words, so in order to be immune against liability for a toyous in the judgment, so he has to be a dying Shehim Shrench Horabi Malay. And that's the lotion that the Ran emphasized. Shehim Chim Horabi Malay. The Rabbi Momiman. So what does it mean, the Rabbi? So the Nazi, he represents the Rabbi. He represents the whole Tzibur of Israel. So Mimele, if the Nazi gave Rishus, was Mamche, a Dayan for the Tzibur, so Mimele, he himself, so the Dayan who received Rishus to be a Dayan for the Tzibur from the Nazi, he himself represented the Tzibur. So even if the Nazi is dying, so he still has the authority. So that's on the basis of delegation of the authority. It's not because he acts as an arm of the Nazi. No, anyone, the Nazi, who represents the Tzibur, he can be mimane, he dying for the Tzibur, so that he would be potter of any tashlumi for a toyes that he made in the judge. So once the Nazi was Mimane, gave his shoes to Reb Chiye. So then Reb Chiye represents the old Tzibur. Then Reb Chiye gave his shoes, and he was Mimane Rav. That Rav should be dying for the old Tzibur. Then Rav represents the old Tzibur. Then Rav gave Rishus to Ravune, so Ravune represents the Tzibur. Then Ravune gave Rishus to his son. So he represented. So mainly even after the Nazi died, so he still can represent the Tzibur. But if we say that it requires Davke Rishus from the Nazi himself, then it still could be obtained from somebody who got Rishus from the Nazi, but on the basis of delegation of authority. So that way, so each one acts as the arm of the Nazi. So that is only Shayach as long as the Nazi is alive. But not after the Nazi died.
That's the pshat to it. All right, we'll leave it here.
So, see, if he doesn't apply the Torah, so not only smuchim shouldn't be required, even shleisha shouldn't be required. And here we say that the moment is required shleisha. So the answer is, umasnisen varitatiket. No, it's only shower. Must listen what it's out of the Kidamor.
The lawyer is
with the South West.
She ain't shot on what the lawyer is of the effort. We can't tell him she should have hacked you. Can you come out with you?
So why you should
But that's all Kashi can state. Because
the is not required.
The Gemara doesn't say
that why is not required.
In unity, in respect to Tashlumi. The Gemara says that Ligabe,
Rashi says,
Ligabe,
that he called it
Paskani.
So, in other words, so if somebody is not in Boki, so maybe he doesn't have his shoes to pass in that thing, let's say Ligabe Prere, Teta Prere. So he was not in Boki, so maybe he wouldn't have his shoes to pass because he's not Boki. If he's not Boki, he will pass it out. So the military of the modification, but here we're not discussing yet whether
so why
we was in Bokin is a better. Of course Rav was in Bokin is a better. But the next aloha that even someone is in Bokin, but in order to be immune against such woman, he must get the shoes from the north.
So we
still if the in his header, his uncle,
because of the
it's only a question of Jews to give him immunity in respect to Tashlumi. So he doesn't have to get Rishus in respect to his header separately. As long as he has Rishus,
we don't need
to have Rishus from the Nazi in respect to these. So the member he has immunity regarding Tashlumi, that's one.
Or,
so the Kashi.
So there is no kasha from the Gemara and the Gemara says, Dibishul Poki, because even the Gemara says that perhaps Rebbe said the Rav does not have Rishus so to be Matzah Pcheiret, because he is not Boki in the middle of the Alme of Eta Pcheiret. That is nothing so to do with Rishen Yisrael. When they said Rambam Rishus, Rambam Rishus, to Shatzah to be in the middle of the Alme. But, so the Rosh is Chelik in this. Now, now, things that have to be in apart from the Gemara, of course the Gemara, even though the Boki is no Kasha, the Gemara is Rambam. But we have to understand that Monef Shech, if there is a law that even if one is Boki Bechol HaTerekot, but as long as he didn't get the issues from the Rishgoos or from the Nosim, so then he still is a deal. So the melee, he is not put so the melee is still for the why?
We have one of Shech.
If it is in view, in as much as the Shush Rabbi Tzerek is in the record for human against that Shush. So there should be, you should get the Shush for Israel separately. Why should there be shoes for the Osachaye, Ligabe, Ligabe, the
Chaye, the
Dean, be enough? Even Ligabe is a man. We see that Ligabe is Miche. So, if one gets the shoes
in the corner
to be done with the Kosen, it does not necessarily mean that he becomes a soul. Ligabe everything else, unless he is Nisrach Ligabe Abisake, why should the two Tashvumites be different to the Chalid insult?
To the Chalid insult, Shech, if we are
now,
for Yeshvi Kronei, so even if you have three, so you have three Yeshvi Kronei. So he said,
the Hamas,
Yeshvi Kronei,
also,
so if you have this guy,
so among the three, there will be one who will know a little bit.
And Ramah is a bit of a matter to you, Rishon. So, coach can officiate your cause. Mayke be over the Rabacha Brit Rabiki. You give an eye to Rashmur. Schneid should have been named the Elish Nikobe the Hot. The Robe Leslie Schmur. Rabacha Brit Rabiki is the Schmur. All right, now, but how does so Rashi explains Yeshvi Kronei Stagorim Shem Pkin B'Tivdin V'Yizake Sachaye V'Chaye V'Tazak. So why are these Stagorim called Yeshvi Kronei, those who sit in the corners? They probably had stands and they sold merchandise in the corners. So they were called Yeshvi
V'Daikino.
But let's see how
the
Rabbi Chananel explains.
But normally we
can say that Gaidis can be done.
What can be done?
So the Ramah can be done.
Not like the Ramah.
This is a head motion of the
cannot be the Ramah. He doesn't
cannot formulate
now.
Now he's going to say, so the Hakshay is the concept of the Messiah.
He just explains it, but in the explanation, the only explanation, there is a Kasha there that actually was.
In other words,
in the Ramah also has that Kasha.
Why?
So today, according to the Ramah, the Shuse, so the Rai say,
he had to have his shoes.
When even though he is in bondage, because in order to be to have purity against Hashem, so he says, regarding Din also. So when do we say
so then
that this Chayak Tashlumin is now the issues of the Nosi, that he
so is skilled
in the Baladim, he has to be the Dai.
So
but if the Baladim were Mikavim the Dai, then the Chayak Tashlumin, both that's in accordance with the Kabbalah mentioned, so then
the Kabbalah
then is Potter, the Ramah himself mentioned the Chayak,
if he's his son.
We keep two hours in the morning, but keep it dramatic. That is, he says, we want to have it dramatic, but so then he had to have that room in
case he makes it.
So when we say without the issues from the court, without the issues from the court, so if he makes it, though he is a mumch, so he is dignified, but he has to pay,
that only,
but if they want to cover him,
that only some of
them then he is part of the
family.
Why should
Rav involve cannot be done
Pasuk in Shaila
now let's see.
Not there.
So we have
Rav was interested in Pasuk in Shaila. When was Rav interested in Pasuk in Shaila? When was asked? So once he was asked, so that means that the one who asked was Mekavu Apani. In case so now, so if he was so he was Mikabel, where the Baldin is Mikabel? Now somebody asked Rabbi Shaila, Mutter or Oster, Kosher or Trey. So he asked him, so that means he was Mikabel. He was Mikabel. In other words, only in Chicago, so many Jews, so they ask Shaila, even rabbis, they ask Shaila, and then they don't comply with the Psalm, but that was inconceivable to the mind of the Ramah. Now, that one should ask Mishaila and then not comply with the Psalm. So if he has Mishaila, so that means he is Mikabel. Now, he is Mikabel, so in Din Torah, by God is not Din too, he is the Baalim, he is not Mikabel. So Mimele is Potter Tashlomit. And, but, it was necessary for Rav.
So
he have issues from the Nossi in case he'll Paskin when he's not dead. So the Ramah says, Rav wasn't interested in Paskin Shailet when he was not dead. He was not dead. This is what Ramah said. Now, the question arises, Monefshech, if Rav wasn't interested in Paskin Shailet, when he was not there, when somebody was not with him, why was he interested in passing or passing the
doors?
When the Balachim were Rabbik
Havet,
obviously Rav was not interested in
coming.
So why did he have to have issues with Rabbik Havet?
The Rambam passed
if the Balachim didn't
like
Havet,
like Rob,
so then he spotted him without issues with Rabbik.
So if the Rambam say, so Gimel
Avraham, not be Kavlehem, why should he involve himself? So the same thing that the Ramah says regarding his own head there.
That
why can't we say the same thing regarding the Torah?
Not like
Kavlehem,
but like
Kavlehem. So Tehmeh, when, let's say, no one came to Rav and asked him to be damned in Torah, so then, he's not
mechuyev
to involve himself. What is not mechuyev to be
down from his Torah? That he claims
in the city. He was in his manner by the Tzibur. So then he's mechuyev to be down. But that one, let's say that's the Torah, who can the city, and he's not down from who I am.
That's how it's much
more mechuyev to be down over the Torah. He's not mechuyev. But if the way comes to him, if the way comes to him and says, I have a tvia against a certain mitzvah, against a certain defendant, then he is mechuyev to be down.
Me'acha,
he cannot say, I don't want to involve myself.
So he writes as follows. Me'acha shekosab,
then he is mechuyev to be down. Then he is mechuyev to be down. So that is
shayer.
So that's why it's not necessary to get the issue from the Lord. Because so, in a haname, he didn't care about all those that come here at such a place where no one would ask him to be done. But there were many, he knew that there were many situations where a person who is the Tevea would come to Rav and would say, I am calling this person to his power, this defendant to his power, and that defendant might not be Mikabel Rav. He would be able to be done anyway, out of fear. But in case he'll make it toil, so he'll be prepared, and if he wants to be liable, so, after that, there was a need for him to get the shoes back on. So, in case someone, the Tevea will be Mikabel, but the Litva will not be Mikabel, and he'll pass him, he will be immune.
So what is
even if he's not there, so he's not going to pass. Because he's a dying to blood. We couldn't say
Now let's see what the Ram says. The Ram also has, the Chiddush HaRan also has the same card. Yeira Yeira, that is Kuvov, and the last column, the last paragraph. Yeira Yeira, in Gomu Rishusel Omali, Vikalameta. Wo ist der Rischusse, die durch die Israel mit der Schwung im Gitte, schaue auf wie eine Reue, um Routine, Satoe, Tier, Satome, Masche, Osso, Osso, Michal und Gebeise, und wir Reue ist Brefe, Aschkau, auf Taufen, Doma, Holcho, Hamelcho, Taufen, Ilavisch und Armunkel, Desnikel, in der Sommer, und der Sinne, Lil. Wie Tier zu Beschimmer am Bahn, das ist ein Kasche, das ist es, weiß. Wie Tier zu Beschimmer am Bahn, Schekeide, ששואל רב על הרוי, כבר אמר יוד מיוד, ויש במשמע שידון כל הדין אפילו דין הכנוסס, וזו עיקר הסמיך, כדאם נפירקין, ליקמון, כל רב,
to be transferred.
So it's not.
To in case of
time. So we start to go to the river from Charles de Roy. But
we need to get a shame or a story. We should not have a shoes. We need to make my voice a shoe or we should make a shoe or שום בודאו מדלגירה ותינוק בשוס מרבי ואולי כאן בשוס כשסום הרשום
אבל זה פרסט קשי אולי צו
So the Rambam would say that the Gemara did not mention it in the chronological order.
The Gemara didn't mention it in the chronological
order. True, the Gemara mentioned Yere, and then the Gemara mentions Yod, but that wasn't the chronological order. In other words, first, Rebbe Yodin, and Rebbe first Yodin, and then Repriyes Rebbe Yere, and Rebbe answered Yere. But he has another question. Money. If we got so, now, the more asks, we should celebrate. We should celebrate. Now, why couldn't we say that he needed reshoes in order to be immune? So the answer is because he already received reshoes for the notice. For Yodin, so he already acquired Hashem Somo. So Mele he was already once wanted his Somo, became his Somo with the approval of the Nazi. So Mele is part of Tashlom. So Mele is part of Tashlom. So that's why the Gemara asked Rishus Alom. So what the Gemara said, because of the Tachone of Talmud Rai Aleyer, and cannot only see, but the question is, Monashem, just as we got in the two of Tashlumi, we say, once he received the Shul Slot, so he's Potter of Tashlumi, so we got in the Takoli of Talmud Al Yere, once he received the Shul Slot, so it should not involve in violation of the Takoni. That's the second question. He says, We need smart. Why is that true? We should buy the show, or should we tell me that the other day? And we cannot push the rabbi. But we look at the shoes, we should so much show my yoni. We should tell it. We're on bands out, though. I forgot me the name. The other day, we should sell it in the process. Lo yitzorich we put the shoes in the put a shlumi. But in the roi yitzorich, we should buy the show. שלא ידעת די כתאו מי דהו כאו שמי. גונגו שלא יירה תאו מי דהו כנות רשוס מרבי רשוס הרוי דפיר. אף על פי שלא תאו רשוס לא דהו
דהו. Is it very good, Terence?
There is a very good distinction between the Ptur Tashlumi and the Aloche and the Kone of Talmud Al Yireh. Because the Ptur Tashlumi is contingent upon the fact that the Ptur Tashlumi is based upon the fact that the Dayan who passed him had the Chalishem Som too, that he became a Somuch with the approval of the Nosa. So Mele, it's not necessary that the Nosi should explicitly give Rishus to Rav that he should be Mele Yitzhavetah. As long as with the Rishus of the Nosi, it was Nismach Lode. So he already had the Halishem Somuch. So Mele, he's Potter Tashlomi. Mashen came in respect to the Takone of Talmud Al Yire. So why was the Takone made by the Chachamim? Why did the Chachamim enact the Talmud Al Yire and Kinos of the Jews? Because of Imich. So in other words, so we have to have it built. In other words, the Rishus will be Mivare that this Chochem he knows how to talk. I mean, he will not make any mistake. Sometimes one who is Gomer is Soviet, but he doesn't know how to formulate decisions. So the idea makes so, as it happened with Tzoyim and Beitzit. So because of that, the Chachom lo misakei Talmud Al Yireh cannot be shoes. So the purpose of this reshus is to make sure that there won't be any mikshul. There won't be any mikshul in the psokim in the decisions by this chokh. So in Mele, it is necessary that the reshus should be explicit. This is what he said. All right. Now then he said, Who says Rashi?
Wait merely. Likayim divra Ramban. Vilema. Dimakshe. Svirle. The Rebbe Doma Yodin. Tehi Oshus Nisunale Legamri. Kmush Oshus Nisunale. Kishashlish or Yosemchen. Veim Rizorei. Rabbi. Yodin Diniknosis. Ui Ficho Hiksho. Vichim Digomi. Rishutzalom Rumishko. Ui. Hadale. Mishumayse Shehoyo. שגודרו ויאמרו תלמיד על יאיר ולמנות רשוס מרבי ואפילו ליס רבי עושו הנוסי עושו הנוסי כי רבי מובק שיצטור חועבז נעשים חי ליטל רשוס מן הנוסי שיסמחו הנסמח בפירוש לאירוי הולידים כמו שעושו רבחיה וקובוי מרבי יאיר ומהדה יאיר יודין ומהדה ליודין וכך סומר הבכי ישראל בשלישו ויקורי רבי ויאמר יודין דינקטוסס, כן נראה. This is something else. It's very similar to what he said before in explaining Ramban, but there is something new in this second terence of the Ram. Now here he says that the Pshat in the Ramban is as follows. According to the first lotion in the Ram, so the Pshat in the Ramban is Einoch Anami, that when Rebbe said at first Yod, the Ramban says that first Rebbe said Yodin, and then he said Yere. In other words, the Gemara doesn't mention the chronological order. But, according to the first portion of the Ram, so the Ramban is saying, that inasmuch as Rebbe at first said Yodin, so Mele he acquired the Chalishim Somuch, so Mele was potter of Tashlumim, even though Rebbe, when he said Yodin, he did not mean thereby Yer. He did not mean thereby Yer. He only meant Yodin. So, but he did not mean, the Yodin did not include a reshus of heroes. He did not mean that. But since he said Yodin, so he acquired the Chalishim Somuch. Once the Dayanik acquired the Chalishim Somuch, so then he's a new. After all, he has a Chalishim Dayan, he's called the Lehim. So Mele, he's a new. That's the first pshat in the Ramban. Now the Ram mentions another pshat in the Ramban altogether. What the Ramban means is not that if he is a somuch, if he acquires the Halashim somuch, even though Rebbe did not as yet so far give smicha to Rav in respect to his aveter, he only gave smicha to Rav in respect to Din. Not in respect to his aveter. So, according to the first portion of the Ram, even though Rebbe was not masmichim li aveter, so Rav would still be potter of tashlum, because as long as he's a somuch in respect to the niknoses, so he has a halishem dayan, he's called a lehiv. So the mele, if he has a halishem dayan and chafet, al midraise, so the mele is potter of tashlum. That's the Ramban shit. So he's part of Tashlumim. Now the Ram says no. The Ramban shit is Einoch Anami. If Rebbe would say explicitly, now I hereby a Masmich Rav Lidinikloses, but not Lizaveta. Lizaveta, I am not Masmich. The way he said, Pcheres Alya. So if Rebbe would say in so many words, I must be Rav with Dineknosis or other Dinemomenes, but with Yisaveter I am not Masmechi, and then Rav would pasken a Shalom Yisaveter and Rav would make it toys, he would not have immunity. He would have to pay. Why? True that the Ramban Shite is that the reason is why if one receives the Rishus from the Nosi, so it's for the Tashlumin, because if he receives the Rishus from the Nosi, so he has a Halishan diet. So the Mele is for the Tashlumin. So, but in this case, he has a halishim dayan legabi din eknotes, but he doesn't have a halishim dayan legabi isam heter. So, mele, he is not immune against Hashem. But the pshat Ramban is now Rebbe did not say at first yodin, but yevanat. He said yodin. So Yere, he did not say it yet, because he wasn't asked about Yere. He was asked about Yodin. But since when he was asked about Yodin, so Rebbe said Yodin, so the wonder is that when Rebbe said Yodin, he meant everything. He meant even Yodin, even in the process. Even in the process. Certainly Yere. So when Rebbe said, when Rebbe said Yodin, he meant to be masmicha in respect to everything. In respect to everything, except in respect to Pheta Pheta. So any special reason. So that was one limitation. But when Rebbe said Yodin, he didn't mean to limit the smiche of Rav. He meant everything. He meant everything. And that made him Misomuch the moment when he said Yodin. And of course he meant everything, because after that he was asked Yere, so he said Yere too. So it's a riot that when he said Yodin, he didn't mean to limit the smiche of Rav. He said Yodin, so when he said Yodin, he meant even Yodin. So he became Misomuch. So at that time he became Misomuch on everything, on the Lumumines, and on the Savahetter, on everything, on everything. Rebbe meant to be Masmichim on everything. So Mimeile, he certainly was part of Tashlumim. I mean, and he certainly was part of Tashlumim, and that's the Ramban Shite, that once one is Isomuch. And if he became Isomuch, with the approval of the Nosi, so then he's part of Tashlumim, he has immunity. So, and but according to the first motion of the Ram, so the Ramban had mentions it may be Chiddush, that even if the Rebbe would say explicitly, I am Masmichim within a moment, but I am not giving him smicha l'isaveter, but he can pass l'isaveter anyway without smicha. So in such a case he would have immunity, that's a Chiddush. According to the second motion in the Ram, the Ramban doesn't say that. If Rebbe would say, I must be Rav within the moment, but the moment within the closet, but I am not Masmichim. I am not Masmichim. But he can pass without my smiche. He can pass Lisaveter. So according to the second motion in the Ram, the Ramban doesn't say that Rav would have immunity against Hashlom. But the reason as to why he did acquire immunity against Hashlumim, the moment Rebbe said Yodin, is because when Rebbe said Yodin, he meant everything. He didn't mean to limit his smiche. He didn't limit his smiche. So the question is, why did Reb Chiya have to ask again? Yeire, he already, when Rebbe said Yodin, he meant everything. So it was a total smiche. So in the name of his father Hashlumim, So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's kashe. So the Gemara gives a teretz, and the Gemara gives a teretz that this takone provided that Talmid is al yere, unless the smiche was given explicitly. The Rishus was given explicitly by the Nosi. Even though the Takones doesn't mention Nosi, the Takone doesn't say Talmud al Yerum cannot Rishus me Rabbe. It doesn't say Talmud al Yerum cannot Rishus me Nosi. The Takone says Talmud al Yerum cannot Rishus me Rabbe. It doesn't say Nosi. But the answer is the Nosi himself as a Din of a Rabbi of Kol Yisrael. Even Ligabi, those who never learned one word of Torah from the Nosi. The Nosi Al-Pidin has a din of Rabbi Muvek for each and every Jew. Now we see that
we see that in the halacha of Kimet now. So the halacha is that that if you see a Talmud Chochem passing by, so only when a Talmud Chochem passes by in your Dalet Ames you have to stand up. But suppose he's more than Dalet Ames away, but within the eye's vision, so you don't have to stand up. Masha'in ki Rabbi Muveg, the halacha here is Mileino. In other words, even if he's more than Dalet Ames away from him, so if it's within Mileino, within his vision, so he has to stand up. So the halacha is, the Gemara in Yidushin says, suppose the Nosi is seen, even though he's not within the Dalet Ames of the person, but he's seen, so he has to stand up the way he comes. Why? So we see the same halacha. Rabbi Muvek and Nosi. Why? So we see, so it's unreasonable to say that the Rabbi Muvek, the actual Rabbi Muvek of Italy, has a din of Nosi regarding the Talmud. That's unreasonable. So the pshat is the other way around. Since we see the same chiyuv applies to Rabbi Muvek and applies to Nosi, so obviously it's a chiyuv in Rabbi Muvek. But in Nosi has a din of Rabbi Muvek. Even regarding those Jews who didn't learn any Torah from him. So he has a din. He has a din of Rabbi Muvek. So Mimele, since there was a takone Talmid al Yehre and Kinot Mishus Merabe, so Mimele that takone also provides Talmid al Yehre and Kinot Mishus Minosi. And what kind of Mishus has to be explicit, not implicit, because the whole takone was to prevent Pershem. This one said, they really kind of Rabban now. The Lima, the Marches, really, the Rebbe, the Mayor, the Yoshis, the Soli, Gamre. What do you mean, Gamre? It means he should be Somuch in everything. Not only in the Moment of Sin, he's a letter too. He said, even in the Knosses. So, the Gamre, the Yoshis, the Soli, the Soli, the Soli, the Soli, the Soli, the Rabbi, the Yod, the Knosses. Now, so he mentions that Raya. Now, The standard nusach of being masmir was that the masmir said to the nismer rabbi, that was the standard nusach of being masmir.
The Rambam says, in Perik Dalet Milches Sanhedrin Aloha Beis, V'chitzat Yasmicha L'dei Reis, Loi She Yismichu Yideim Al Reish Azokei, Elo She Kerem Lei Rabi, V'imrim Lei, Harei Atzomuch, V'yesh Lecho Vishus Lodein Afimu Dimiknos. So that was the standard Nusach. So what does it mean? Vishus Lodein Afimu Dimiknos. In other words, Loi Mi Boyin in the moment. Loi Mi Boyin is a Beheta. Two, the Rambam says that one can be nismer to be done in Knosses
but not to seek some. So it's only when it is spelled out. Hariyat somuch v'nishlochol v'shus, lodin v'niknoses avore, avoloi, liris ksom. There is something, suppose, let's say, a certain chochem is colorblind. I mean, should it be nismech for everything except for his something? Because it might be that he is a boki b'cholatel alev, but he's colorblind. So Mimele, when he's given smiche, so it is spelled out to him. So only when it is spelled out to him. So then there is an explicit limitation on the smiche. But when someone was mismech and was told, when he stole to be done the diknoses, so that made men even the diknoses. Loyby boy is in the moment, and loyby boy is a heta. Is a heta doesn't require smiche, but when someone says, Yishlof Rishus Lodin Diriknoses, it meant he's a somuch, Ligabi is a heta too. I was killing the rabbi, Veim Rimlei, Harei at somuch, Yishlof Rishus Lodin Afilo Diriknoses. So Mimele, when the standard Musach was used, it meant Now I heard from the father of the Chinovai. The Rambam mentions Ligabe Zokmamre. He mentions that who is Zokmamre? Zokmamre is not an Abkhere, so he's not a Abkhere. If he's an Abkhere, so then he's in the Chilikum Abo, Yotam of Al Yisroel. But Zokmamre is Chochomechot Mechach Me'atero. Somu is an Ere. Who may have a hey may have it? In other words, Zokmamre, not everybody can become a Zokmamre. He has to be in a special madrig in order to become a Zokmamre. He has to be a Somuch Sanhedrin. But he was Chilik and Bez Nagodol, and the Roy of Bez Nagodol, so then he has a din of a Zokmamre. He has a din of a Zokmamre. So the Rosh Rambam means Somuch Sanhedrin. What does the Rambam mean, Somuch Sanhedrin? Does the Rambam mean that when can one become his Zokmamre, only the one who is Chelka Bez Nagodol is himself a member of Bez Nagodol? And Bez Nagodol has the majority of the Bez Nagodol passed one way, and then he defies, after hearing the majority opinion of the Bez Nagodol, he defies the opinion of Bez Nagodol, and the Achori of the Bez Nagodol, and he passed against them, the pastor against them. Because so we see from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, at the end of Sanhedrin, so the Mishnah mentions the whole Seder. So the Mishnah mentions, let's say, suppose a Sanhedrin Ktano was, a Sanhedrin Ktano had a machlekes in a certain din. So one member of the Sanhedrin Ktano, so who said one way, and the others came in on the Sanhedrin Ktano said the other way. So who behaved? Boy in Mishke Zagodi. And then they asked the Bez Mishke Zagodi. And then the Bez Mishke Zagodi says, like the other members of the Sanhedrin Ktano, and he still defies, then he becomes of Mamre. So we see in the Seder that the Chiyuv of Mamre applies even to one who is not a member of the Bez Nagodol. Who is not a member of the Bez Nagodol. So what does the Rambam mean, Somu B'Sanhedrin? So the answer is, Somu B'Sanhedrin, so my father, I heard from my father, that the Pshat in Somu B'Sanhedrin, now the Rambam says that one can be Nismach with Bo Yechid. He can be Nismach with Bo Yechid. He can be Nismach for the Niknoses, not to seek some. Now, of course, he can be Nismach, let's say, for the Niknoses, and not to be damned in the Malkus. Now, we pass in the Malkus, doesn't require some heavy shofar, only Shreish. But in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, even Sanhedrin Ktano, not that with Sanhedrin Ktano. So he has to be somewhat in Kovatelikome. In order to be done with Mufoshes, he must be somewhat in Kovatelikome. Let's say someone will get Smiche, then he can be done everything. But He's not Nismach, Mirisk son. So he cannot be a member of the Sanhedrin. So in other words, what does it mean in order to be done for shit? When has to be a somuch, has to be a somuch to call a terekole. That's the pshat of some of the Sanhedrin. One who is wrong to be in the Sanhedrin. Whether he actually participates in the Sanhedrin or not, that is not important. As long as he is wrong to participate in the Sanhedrin. So in order to be wrong to sit in Sanhedrin with the Dan in the Foshe, he has to be somuch in Kolatirko. Now, here the Rambam mentions the standard Nusach. The standard Nusach. So was the Kirim Rabbi, the Emrim Lei Hariat Somuch, the Yeshlocho Rishus, what in Afilodin Knosses? So what does it mean Afilodin Knosses? Afilodin Knosses means Loini Boye Isavaheta. Loini Boye in the Momenes. It's even in the Knosses. Because it doesn't mean even in the Foshes. Because in order to be Nisma, so that he could sit in Sanhedrin, so that did not follow up this standard Nusach. That was a special kind of Ismich. That is somuch in Sanhedrin. In other words, a somuch to be done in Kovat Yerkule, even in the Nefoshet. Even in the Nefoshet and everything else. Suppose one will be Nismech to be done in the Nefoshet, but not Mirisk Somim. Whatever the reason is. Even if the reason is because he's colorblind. But as long as there is a certain limitation on Ismich, so the melee, he cannot be in the Sanhedrin. So the Rambam, when he mentions the standard Nusach that was used, normally when somebody got smicha, not the Somu of the Sanhedrin, not the smicha of this, or to sit in the Sanhedrin. You see, so that was Hariat Somu Rishu Rishu Swan Nafu the Knosses. So Jaina wasn't even mentioned. So the melee, when Rebbe was first asked Yodi, and Rebbe answered, Yodin. So that means that he meant to be masmichim in everything. Not in the foshes, of course. In the days of Rebbe, they were not in the foshes. The foshes were not made in the days of Rebbe. But it's except for the foshes. It meant everything. It meant everything. Rebbe in his mind certainly intended to exclude Hetapheres, as it was seen later when he said Yatapheres al Yatapheres. But when he said Yodin, so therein was a smiche in Isavaheta too. So Memele, he was certainly part of a Shlomi, because that in effect constituted a smiche for Isavaheta as well. So the Ram, when he says the Machshes Virlei, the Rebbe, the Omer Yodin, the Oshus Nisunale Gambek, which Oshus Nisunale Kishashoisho in the same Chenese, the Emele Rabbi, the Yodin the Niknosis, Urifiho Hiksho, the Hidden the Gomir, Rishuse Romele the Mishkal, Hadle, Mishumaise Shehoyo, Shegozo, the Omru, Talmud Al Yere. Elohim cannot only shoot me rabbi. But if you miss rabbi, you're so not sick rabbi move it. She stole rabbis, nothing with the Shinosi, she is mechu. And that I can provide that it has to be spelled out. In other words, reshoes by implication is not enough. It has to be spelled out. She is mechu, hanismach, the feirush, the royal rabbi. Which also a prayer, because boy, rabbi, yere, mother, yere, yodin, mother, yodin. Hakar, some of the prayers, rabbi, shleisho. We call it Rebbe, we omar Yodin din Niknosis. Came here. Came here.
One can be the Kabbalah himself.